Well, here we are, the second week of January, and I believe this is a time of year that it can be pretty hard to be engaged and excited in church. As we look around us, we kind of notice that the Christmas tree's gone, and the lights are gone, and all the decorations are gone, and it feels a little bit like a letdown, right? Because we're reminded that another Christmas has come and has gone. We opened our presents, we received cards, we baked cookies, we visited family and friends, maybe we added to our waistlines a little bit, maybe we lightened our wallets a little bit. But what do we do now? Do we just kind of forget about Christmas? Forget about all that stuff? Go back to life as normal? Maybe do we just forget about church until things warm up a little bit and it's easier to be here and maybe a little bit more colorful around Easter time? Well, no, this is not a time for us to forget. This is a time for us to remember. It's a time to remember who we are as we are reminded whose we are, right? Because of Jesus, we have been adopted as sons and daughters of God. That means we are dearly loved children of the King of Kings. And what does that make us? That makes us princes and princesses who represent the kingdom of God here on earth. Whether we realize it or not, that is our identity. Every single follower of Christ has been given that new identity and has been given the mission of bringing God's kingdom of love and light into our world, into our nation, and into our city and families. But there are so many different ways that we can make a difference in this world, right? How is it that we can know what God wants us to do specifically? Well, the best way to discern God's will is to read His Word, and then to pray about how God wants us to apply His Word to our lives. The problem is that most of us struggle with regular Bible reading, right? We may have a Bible somewhere. It probably has dust on it somewhere. And every once in a while, we try to get it off. But for many, many people, it's a huge struggle to try to read God's Word on a daily basis and get what we need to survive with our spiritual life. That is why this morning, we're not simply kind of continuing church as usual, but we are starting something called the Essential Question Challenge. Now, this challenge is something that is designed to help us read together, all of us in the whole congregation, help us read through the book of Acts together over the course of 10 weeks. And it helps us to do that in a way that we can succeed by providing pretty manageable daily readings, right? We only have 5 readings each week, which aren't too long. And we even have 2 catch-up days every week so that if we get behind, we have time to catch up with our readings. And it's also designed to help us remember we're not just reading for the sake of reading. We're not trying to do some religious duty. But instead, we're invited to prayerfully read God's Word and then to discern God's will for our lives, especially what God wants us to do and how we in our church can make a difference in this world. Now, if you were here last week, you remember that we talked about the incredible sacrifice that the wise men made as they went out to seek Jesus. And I encouraged all of us to sacrifice some of our time in seeking the Lord by reading His Word. And once again, I want to encourage you to set aside time in your schedule over these 10 weeks to do the daily Bible readings. And I would also really encourage you to join a small group or to simply get together with friends or family or neighbors and discuss what it is that you're reading each week. Because as we discuss the Bible with other people, as we gather and think together about how to apply God's Word to our life, that really helps Scripture be more meaningful and helps it come alive. And I want to say this too, even if you're vacationing, if you're traveling, if you don't plan to be here, if you have other things going on Sunday morning sometimes, I would still encourage all of you to join us in this journey together as we read the book of Acts. You'll find a schedule for those daily readings in your bulletin this morning if you look in there. It's also found on our church Facebook page. It's found on our website, ChristLutheranPreston.org. It's found in the church office, right? And those readings are also, of course, in the Essential Question Guidebook, which has lots of information. It has our readings. It has background information. It has some great application ideas and discussion questions for groups. And we do have copies of that book that are still available back in the narthex that are over in the church office. And you can even get an e-book on Amazon for Kindle and things like that if you want to follow along. But I want to mention that book because I think it does a great job of helping Bible reading come alive by laying out a 4-part process of going about those daily readings. So we don't just kind of grab the Bible off and try to read it really quick and then throw it down and run off to what we're doing. Instead, it invites us to prepare, read, reflect, and apply. And again, even if you don't purchase this book and use that as part of your journey through Acts with us, it can be really helpful to follow that process as you do these daily readings, which are in the calendar that's in front of you. So first, what we do is we prepare, we take a breath, right? We ask God to help us focus and really listen as we're reading the Word. Then we go about reading the Bible and rereading anything that's unfamiliar. And at this point, it really helps if you have a Bible translation that is easy to understand. And if you need some suggestions for that, I have a ton of them in the office. I would love to set you up with some different things. There's some great modern translations that are applicable, that are easy to understand, that are in our common language, and they're good to use. So after you read God's Word, you understand it, I invite you to take a moment to reflect then and ask, okay, what does this have to do with my life? What does this reading tell me about myself, about God, about the church, or about the world? And then finally, think of at least one way to apply those verses to your life. What might God be asking you to do as a result of those readings? That's really the key thing, because if all we do is read and these words are just theories or ideas, they will mean nothing to us. But if we take time to actually apply God's Word to our life, that it changes who we are, it affects what we do, then we'll see some pretty amazing things start to happen. And I just want to share with you one application example that comes from day two of the book, because it's something that I would really encourage all of us to do this week as we start this journey of reading through the book of Acts together. And here's what the application says. What is the area of greatest uncertainty in your life right now? What big question or situation are you struggling with? I encourage you to write that down on a 3x5 card. And we actually have a bunch of 3x5 cards that are out in the narthex you can pick up on your way out so you can do this today. Write that question down, write that struggle down on that card, and then over the next week, as you're starting this challenge of reading God's Word together, I invite you to use the back of that card to write down insights from the Bible, things that you just know from common sense, or things that you have discovered in prayer that relate to that struggle. Write those things down as you hear something, as you see something that helps give you direction. And then at the end of the week, find a trusted friend and share what it is that you feel God's been saying to you as you face this struggle or this difficulty or this question. I think as we do that, as we turn to Scripture and to common sense and prayer to help us answer questions, it's a wonderful way for us to learn how to discern God's will. And as I've been trying to discern God's will, as I've been trying to figure out what it is that God wants me to do as your pastor, I've been reading Scripture this week, and I came across Ephesians 4, which reminds me that my primary job as a pastor is to equip the saints, that is you, for the work of ministry. Now that means that one of the most important things that I can do is not to simply stand up here and try to feed you the Word of God, but instead, it is to encourage you to feed yourselves, right? By establishing a habit of regular Bible study and prayer so that you can read God's Word and so that you can discern how God is speaking to you and what it is that God wants to do in your life. And that's why I am very excited about this Essential Question Challenge, because it is a great example for us as a whole church to get everybody in the Word of God each day of the week. And it's also why you'll notice that in these sermons throughout this 10-week series, my goal is not to try to go over every single aspect of all 5 readings. Instead, it's simply to offer a few highlights, a little bit of insight and questions, and then invite you to dig deeper as you read God's Word, as you go through those daily readings, and as you explore together what they mean for your life. Now this week, what we'll be doing is we'll be starting reading through the book of Acts, the very first 2 chapters. And that kind of jumps us ahead from Christmas and the birth of Christ up to the birth of the church. And you'll see from our reading this morning, he says, in my first book, right, the writer says that. So what Acts is, it's actually a continuation of the Gospel of Luke. He's moving on and he's showing us how the church was born and how Jesus' mission continued through his followers after he ascended into heaven. A lot of people also call this book the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because you'll really see that the Holy Spirit is involved in everything that happens throughout this book. It's really a book that's about how the Holy Spirit came and how the Holy Spirit works through ordinary people to do incredible things. Now, Acts 1:8 is kind of a focus and a summary of the book that we read this morning, and Jesus said this, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth." And that's exactly what happens. It's really incredible that the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit fills Jesus' followers up with boldness and with passion and wisdom and love and everything they need, so that within 35 years, what Jesus prophesied takes place. The gospel spreads from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the way over through Rome, which was pretty much the whole known world at that time. But the most amazing part is that this book continues through us, that the same Holy Spirit who is working in the book of Acts is at work in our lives and in our church, giving us everything we need to continue to spread the good news of Jesus in Harmony and in Preston and Fillmore County and Minnesota and the United States and all over the world. So as we gather today, and even though we might feel a little bit down as the decorations are all removed and Christmas is behind us, I would still hope that this can be a time of excitement for our church as we start this very important journey of seeking God's will and reading God's word together. And as we read through the book of Acts, I would really pray that God would help us remember who we are and help us discover specific ways that he wants us to work to make a difference in this world. Now, that might mean caring for the poor by donating to the food shelf or to Open Hands Midway. It might mean bringing hope to shut-ins by visiting people perhaps next door, right at Traditions or all throughout the area that can't be here with us. It might mean writing letters to people that are in prison. It might mean calling and checking in with people that God places on our heart. Or it could mean doing what our confirmation did last youth. Just last Wednesday, our confirmation youth met in small groups, and they took some time to make a list of all the needs that they could think of that are here in our community, and then they made a second list of ways that they could do something about those needs, believing that God wants to use us and our unique gifts and our unique abilities to make a difference in this world. So whatever it is that you get out of this journey, whatever it is that you discern God is calling you to do, let us believe that as we read God's word together and as we seek his will, the Holy Spirit will work through us, just as he did in the book of Acts, to accomplish some amazing things locally and nationally and all over this world. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again that you are always with us. We thank you for this invitation to be a people of your word. Help us make whatever sacrifice we need to take time to read your word this week. Let us do this challenge and accomplish this knowing that we have sought your will, we have read your word, and as we do that, you will certainly direct us and empower us and lead us. We pray that in Christ's name. Amen.